This is a Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Annie Bartholomew, here in the studio with John Bennett of the Alaska Center for Resource Families. Thanks for coming on the show, John.
Well, thanks for having me.
So you're here to talk about the state of foster care in Southeast Alaska. Could you give our listeners an overview of what foster care is here in Juneau?
Sure. I think most of the listeners understand that foster care is the temporary care of children who are in the state's custody. And kids come into state's custody usually because they're being abused or neglected. And the state usually tries to reunite those children with their birth families once the safety issues have been addressed. So foster parents have those kids temporarily. Currently, there are 46 licensed foster homes in Juneau. There's 133 licensed homes in Southeast Alaska. There's always a need for more homes. It's not that kids come into care and there's no place to put them. It's just that some children are best served in a home without any other kids. Some kids are better if there are other kids. Some children do well with pets and others don't. So we try to place kids in an environment that's going to be the best for them. And so there's always a need for more diversity and more different homes for kids to go to.
How many foster children are in Juneau?
I don't know exactly how many. It's usually around 90. That's the answer that I normally give, but I don't have the actual statistics for right now. There are 158 kids in Southeast Alaska overall, and I'm guessing that there's 90 or fewer in Juneau.
Is there a certain time of the year where there's a greater need for foster parents?
That's a good question. I don't really know the answer to that. I do know that it fluctuates. It goes up and down. And so sometimes it seems like there's a glut, and other times it eases off a little bit. But I don't know that there's a certain season.
How do people become foster parents, and is there a certain type of person who should become a foster parent?
Those are two of – I'm really glad you asked both of those questions because to start with, how do you become a foster parent? Usually when people call the Office of Children's Services and ask that question, the first thing they do is send those people to our organization. We're a private nonprofit that contracts with the Office of Children's Services, and we do training and other kinds of support. And the first step really is to go through orientation. It's about an hour long, and the purpose of orientation is to answer any questions that potential foster parents might have. The other part is that there are certain things that the Office of Children's Services wants to be sure that people understand before they start heading down this path. And so we cover all of that within an hour. We have a website, www.acrf, that's Alaska Center for Resource Families, .org. And if people want to go to that website, they can, they'll find on the page there somewhere a button to push where it says how to adopt, and there's another button, how to foster. And click on those, and it'll give you an overview of much of what's in the orientation. Our number is here in Juneau. The number to call to talk to me would be 907-790-4246, and I can walk people through it. But usually we have a live in-house orientation on the first Thursday of every month. The third Thursday of every month.
What does a typical foster parent in Juneau look like?
I would say that there's really not a typical. And I guess there's a lot of people who are quite a bit older. It might surprise some listeners that that, you know, being in your 60s, even 70s, is not really too old to be a foster parent. One of the sort of catchphrases that they use in their advertising campaign is, you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect foster parent. And so you had asked earlier about, you know, who should apply. I think anybody who has room in their heart and in their home for another child could be a foster parent. A lot of people who are foster parents are people who are whose children have moved out, and they feel like they still have a desire to do more parenting. So that comprises a lot. A lot of foster parents are taking on relatives as well, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, even siblings sometimes.
Is there anything you wish people knew about the foster care system in Southeast Alaska?
I guess what I wish people knew, I wish people weren't afraid to find out what it is. Anybody who has any interest, find out what it is. I think that a lot of people might be scared off of that these children are going to have a lot of problems. And these children do have problems. They tend to. But most foster families do pretty well with them. Most of the kids, you see the same kind of behaviors you see in other kids, maybe magnified somewhat. But by and large, some of the things that might scare people I would hope that those people that might be worried that they couldn't handle these kids would check it out and come in and find out what they're up against.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. Where can people learn more about becoming a foster parent?
Well, again, go to our website, www.acrf, as in foster, .org, or call me at 907-790-4246.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Up next is Sly and the Family Stone with Family Affair.
Somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good and bound. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
What a bear. Still checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave 'cause your heart is there, but you can't stay 'cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry 'cause you look broke down, but you're crying anyway 'cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
Family affair.
A
as you enjoy your long Labor Day weekend, be sure to tune in to KTOO on Saturday morning to hear our new lineup. Starting on August 30th, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me will move to 10 a.m., followed at 11 by NPR's newest hit show, TED Radio Hour. At 2 p.m., tune in to hear the hot new program, Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. These shows offer all the great stuff we expect from public media. Great storytelling, interesting conversations, humor, and insights. We hope you love them. More information on the changes can be found at ktoo.org.
And welcome back to A Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Annie Bartholomew, here in the studio with Alaskan Brewing representatives.
Yo, yo, yo.
Andy Klein and Kelsey Johnston.
How's it going, Annie?
It's going great. Better since you guys arrived.
I love when you host this show. It's so fun to hear you on the air.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's so fun to hear your beer on the air.
You're going to hear our beer in a minute. We're here for two things. I'm here. I'm going to talk about this new release we have, and then Kelsey wants to talk about some cool stuff happening down at the depot.
Yep. Coolest place in Juneau.
I agree.
What should we do first? Beer?
Beer.
Beer, business.
Wait. Beer.
Beer first. Beer, then business. It's always a good...
business and pleasure.
So we have our first ever fall seasonal. We've never put out a fall seasonal beer before. You know, we've had summer, of course, and we have winter. And then we've had these spring seasonals we've been putting out. We put out the Black IPA a few years ago. We put out the ESB last year. We're going to be putting out a really cool new beer, super secret beer, coming up in next spring.
This is our
first ever fall seasonal.
Secret.
And it is the pumpkin porter.
Ooh.
Da, 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 da.
Wait, I feel like I tried this before.
You've tried it as the pilot series. So
right.
It came out last year around fall in the pilot series. It was only available in those big 22-ounce bomber size. And
perfect,
it was at pilot series priced, which is a little bit higher, you know, because it's a premium beer. But people loved it so much, and pumpkin beers are such a popular beer in the fall that we decided, what the heck, let's make it a fall season. Let's put it into six packs. Let's make it a bargain for people, for our diehard fans. It's only out for a couple of months. It's going to be gone at the end of October when winter starts. So winter ale, you know, delicious with spruce tips and all that, comes out November 1st. But before that, starting now, summer is just coming off the shelves. Pumpkin porter is coming on the shelves. And we got pumpkin porter. And I think we should taste some.
I agree.
What do you think? Should we taste a little?
I'm not going to stop you.
I'm going to open it up here. I got the thing. Hold on. Oh. Now let's do the pour.
Love that sound.
Oh, it smells amazing. So this is an amazing beer. That's for you.
I just got to talk about it, too.
Yes.
It's a beautiful color. It's this nice, dark color. It's got a nice layer of foam up there. And really the smell, right?
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful beer. It's a rich, as you're saying, rich, you know, it's a porter. So it's this rich, dark brown with kind of chestnut highlights in it. But, yeah, the smell is amazing. And it's a really unique pumpkin beer because, number one, there's not, I can't find any other pumpkin porters that are either like regionally available or nationally available. No one else is making a pumpkin porter that I've found. Check me if I'm. Let me know if you see one out there, because I'd love to know about it.
What am I smelling?
So you're smelling pumpkin. Number one, there's 11 pounds of pumpkin per barrel.
Where'd you get your pumpkins from?
We get them from down south. The pumpkins that we use are actually grown in Oregon. So we use pumpkins that come down from Oregon. There's 11 pounds of pumpkin per barrel, so you smell a lot of pumpkin. And then it's got kind of the pumpkin pie spices in there as well. So there's some brown sugar. It's just like kind of holiday spices like nutmeg and cinnamon and stuff like that in there as well. And then the other really cool thing, there's some hops as well, but they're sort of light Magnum and Golding hops, so there's kind of light hop in there as well. But the other thing that's really cool that you're smelling, you're tasting, is a little tiny pinch of our very famous Alaskan smoked malt that is used in the smoked porter.
I smelled something smoky.
So that's a really cool thing because it cuts through the sweetness. You know, a lot of times pumpkin beers can be a little cloying, a little overly sweet, you know, just kind of too desserty. And I really like this one because, to me, that makes it really drinkable. That cut through of the smoke has a little bit of an acrid taste, a little bit of a cleansing of your palate taste. It makes you want to have another sip. You know, it's one of those magical things.
I think
things.
We should do that right now.
Let's have a sip. I'm parched.
Is it like a cheersing thing?
Mm. Cheers, you guys.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers to Pumpkin Porter. All right. And to Juneau Afternoon and to K2 and Annie on the spot.
That That really is delicious.
Mm.
Teach me how to do that, Kelsey. Enjoy beer.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
So where can people find this stuff?
Well, it's everywhere. Everywhere you find summer, you'll be able to find this coming on the shelves now. So you might go to some stores right now and still see summer on the shelves. You won't quite see pumpkin porter on, but on some shelves it's already on. That sort of depends on the retailer and how fast they've gone through summer and that kind of thing. But pumpkin porter, it's out. It's out in the retail market right now. It's at the gift shop. So if you want to get some right away, right now, go to the gift shop down at the brewery.
Open till 7.
We got kegs and six packs of pumpkin porter there at the. So if you got a kegerator at home, you can get a keg of it.
And it's, you can even do like the transition because we still have summer too.
That's right.
Mm. So pick up a six pack of each.
So that's the story of pumpkin porter. Oh. Pumpkin beer, an American invention. Revolutionary times, they used pumpkin to ferment because they didn't have enough grain around. George Washington himself had a very famous pumpkin beer recipe. And now we use malted, you know, we use the malted grains, but we add pumpkin in to give that same kind of American
flavor. I'm tasting America right now.
I taste America. America is in my mouth right now. Mm.
Now I'll be able to taste this at the depot.
You will.
You will. When?
Great segue.
Tell them all about it.
First Friday coming up. Not this Friday, but the next, September 5th. We will be serving beer. That's what we do best, right? So pumpkin porter. But we do want to say goodbye to the summer. So we're going to have that summer for those local loyal fans, right? And we're going to actually have a surprise beer. So don't tell anybody it's a surprise. So a few options. I love September 1st Fridays, actually, because it's this awesome sort of transition from summer to winter. I get to see local faces I haven't seen all summer.
It's our town again.
Yeah.
Right?
So you should definitely come down 5 to 7. Of course, in addition to the pumpkin porter, we're going to be featuring a musical guest, Mark Hurd, and he does he's like a little bit of acoustic, awesome guitar, really talented guy.
Cool.
Been seen at the Folk Fest. You know, he's a little bit of a somebody.
That's cool. He's somebody. He's something. Yeah. And then are there specials or anything like that going on? Labor Day kind of things
so
happening?
So we're actually, kicking off our specials for the Labor Day weekend on Saturday.
This Saturday. Yeah.
Yes. And we're actually going to roll it right through to First Friday in case you can't make it this Saturday.
Woo!
Yep.
What are you premiering? What are the specials?
You know, we've got a lot on sale, actually. One of my favorites is going to be some tap handles. So we had to say goodbye
Those are collector's editions.
Yes, exactly.
What did we say goodbye to?
Well, we still have a little bit of the old pail kayak.
Oh, the pail kayak tap handles are really cool.
Yes. So
I didn't think we had any of those left.
I know.
Oh,
well,
that's
actually,
awesome.
We're really down to it. So if you're a fan, come in this weekend. And then the Alaskan IPA surfboard we're going to say goodbye to because we got to bring in the cool new hip Icy Bay surfboard. So the IPA and the pale ale tap handles is a steal. We got lots of clothing, lots of hoodies, actually. So I was thinking, you know, it's wintertime. We got to stock up. Everything up to 50% off. Lots of hoodies.
Up to 50% off?
Yeah.
And there's so much variety down at the depot. If you haven't been down to the depot lately, you should go. There's all this great, like, athletic gear. The hoodies are, there's performance hoodies.
Yeah.
And we have these new cool bike jerseys in.
Yes,
are they coming
super
in yet?
Cool.
Are they cool yet? Can
they,
we talk about them?
Yes.
Oh,
my God. We just
awesome.
Got them on the floor. Bikers, Free Ride IPA, Icy Bay IPA. Did I say that right?
Yeah. Bike jerseys.
Really new bike jerseys. You got to come check them out. Yeah.
All right, well, I hate to do this because I want to keep drinking beer with you guys, but it is time to end the show with a little turn up from the Birds. You guys ready?
Let's turn up. Let's turn up. Bottoms up.
Mm. All right, bottoms up. Tomorrow on a Juno afternoon, Shona Strouser hosts. Juno Ice Hockey's Steve Quinn will be here to tell us about the Learn to Skate Saturday. We'll hear about Perseverance Leader's production of The Iliad. Phil Campbell, pastor of Northern Light United Church, will be here to give us an update on the roof project and a grant they received. And we'll hear about the local arts activities with our regular feature, Arts Up. That, a writer's almanac, music, and more, here on KTOO tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Hit me, Andy.
This is KTOO Juno. We broadcast at 104.3 FM in downtown Juno and Douglas. KTOO also broadcasts on these translators in the Valley and Auk Bay area, tuned to K276 AF. 103.1 in Lemon and Schweitzer Creek. It's K269AO at 101.7. Gustavus listens on K201AM 88.1. K22BT serves Hoonah. at 91.9 in Excursion Inlet and Icy Strait. Here at KTOO on K21AS 89.9. In Juneau, you can also receive KTOO on GCI Cable, Juneau on Digital Channel 871, and KRNN can be heard at Digital Channel 872. KXLL Excellent Radio can be found at 873. We're also online at www.ktoo.org.
Cheers.
To everything turns.